Jesus has come and fulfilled the prophecies. The Lord promised good news to the poor. The Lord promised freedom for the prisoners. The Lord promised sight to the blind. The Lord promised release to the oppressed. All these promises had been so long unfulfilled. But now, Jesus has come, and today and all tomorrows, he fulfills the promises of God. He preaches good news to the poor. He proclaims freedom for the prisoners. He proclaims the recovery of sight to the blind. He releases the oppressed. Truly, the year of the Lord's favor has come. And what is the year of the Lord's favor but good news to the poor? For those cast out to live in the stinking, unclean refuse of the city? A white-robed future. For those who have given everything to buy happiness and yet have received emptiness, an eternal inheritance. For the homeless huddled in the bitterness of this world's dark winter, rooms in the mansions of the Father. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. The year of the Lord's favor has come. And what is the year of the Lord's favor but freedom for the prisoners and release for the oppressed? For those caught behind the steel-barred cages of their own iniquity, escape. For our brothers rotting in the prisons of Pakistan for their testimony to Christ, freedom. For those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, he has shined on them. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was free, yet for your sakes he was oppressed and afflicted and led like a lamb to the slaughter, so that you, through his oppression, might become free. The year of the Lord's favor has come. And what is the year of the Lord's favor but sight to the blind? For those slighted by the well-meaning obliviousness of the sighted, dignity. For those who have never known sight, the sight of their Lord speaking the word of healing. For those who have lost their vision, the beatific vision, forever and ever. The year of the Lord's favor has come. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was whole, yet for your sakes, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, so that all might see God. You, dear brothers, are learning to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, too. You, dear older brothers, are proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor to his people. You are not always up to that task. You cannot always complete what needs to be done. You are not always psychologically fit. You are not always above reproach to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor to his people. But what is the year of the Lord's favor but his proclamation of grace to you, brothers? The Spirit of the Lord did not anoint Jesus only for the Jews. He did not anoint Jesus only for the poor and the blind and the oppressed. He anointed Jesus to preach the good news to you. And so, for all of you groaning under the burden of 100 uncompleted tasks, he bore the cross so that you might have peace. For all of you who are inadequate by the standards of psychological perfection that your vocation demands, by his resurrection, he has given you wholeness. For for all of you with shame so gnawing that you tremble to confess your sins. He has won for you forgiveness. In Jesus, the Lord has freed you from your slavery to sin. In Jesus, he has freed you from oppression now and in the life to come. In Jesus, he has given you ears to hear his word and eyes to see the mysteries of his grace. Truly, the year of the Lord's favor is here. Jesus has come.